Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, left field, pretty deep. Clemens back at the track, at the wall. He jumps! He caught it! He bangs into the fence! He holds on! And the Phillies win the regular season finale on a wall-crashing catch by Cody Clemens! Oh, what a way to end it! Phillies win it 6-3.
I think a fitting way to end the regular season. So many unsung heroes, and the Phillies get themselves a win. I was going to say a meaningless win, but maybe not, because they got home field advantage by winning that game, Hugh, over anyone in the AL. So we know the Phillies will be the number two seed in the NL. Dodgers get the number one seed. But by winning yesterday, that did accomplish something, because if they see the Yankees in the World Series, the Phillies will have the home field advantage. Phillies will have home field over any AL team, but they're the number two seed in the playoffs. But here's the fun part about this, Hugh. Today,
what's the fun part?
Well, the season is over except for two teams. The Mets and Braves are about to start a doubleheader right now.
This is the rain game, right?
It's the rain doubleheader. So here's a scenario, and this will impact potentially who the Phillies play. They're certainly their potential opponents. Saturday's game one of the NLDS. We know Wheeler, who, by the way, put an exclamation point on his Cy Young chances on Saturday. Wheeler is incredible. He'll be on the mound. Phillies will be hosting, ready for this, Hugh? One of three teams. The Phillies on Saturday are going to be hosting the Brewers. We know they're already in the series waiting. And they'll either face the Brewers, the Mets, or the Diamondbacks, based on how today plays out. So here's the scenario, and I think the Diamondbacks are the team that gets screwed here in this, basically because of what happened. It's a doubleheader in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. If the teams split the doubleheader, the Braves are the number five seed, and the Mets are the number six seed. So if they split the doubleheader, the Braves are in, and the Mets are in. If the Braves win the first game, the Mets win the second, they're both in. Either way, it doesn't matter. If they split it, the Mets and Braves get in. If the Mets win both games, the Mets are the number five seed. They play the Padres, and the Phillies would take on the winner of the Diamondbacks, who would be the sixth seed, and the Brewers. If the Braves win both games, Atlanta goes to San Diego, and the Diamondbacks play the Brewers. So it's either the Mets, the Diamondbacks, or the Brewers. That's who the Phillies will start with on Saturday. And today's going to be weird, because, Hugh, I would think whoever wins the first game today, Mets-Braves, is going to lay down in the second game.
Yeah, because you might as well, huh?
Why would you pitch any of your pitchers? Why would you use
any? Yeah, because you got to play anyway, so yeah. I can see that.
I think Arizona gets screwed in this scenario. I imagine we're going to get a split today, and whoever wins the first game will just literally lay down in the second game. Because if I'm the Braves today and I win the first game, why would I use any of my good relievers, any of my regular hitters? I have to
know that you get ready for the weekend.
Well, not the weekend. They have to fly tomorrow to go play
tomorrow.
A game. Tomorrow the wild card series starts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you can't. Yeah. They're in a bad spot.
Arizona's in a bad spot. They need someone to win both of these games today. And I mean, it could happen, but I doubt it. Kyle, what's your rooting interest today as we get Mets-Braves doubleheader affecting the Phillies' potential opponent?
Yeah, I've since thrown all logic and reasoning out the window for this. I need the Mets to get swept today.
Okay.
I can't do the Mets thing. I can't stand them. Their fan base. I want them out of the postseason. This isn't about being afraid of anybody. This is just, I hate the Mets. I need to see them collapse and blow this thing today.
It would be like an all-time Mets moment to lose the second half of the doubleheader to the Braves B lineup. I mean, it would It would be hilarious, so like bad. The Braves are throwing their worst arm they have available to just get through the game, and the Mets can't hit him. I mean, it'd be an all-time.
It's not that I want the Braves in, or I like the Braves better than I like the Mets. Like, I just love. It's like watching the Cowboys get cooked. It's just like a tradition as old as time. Like, I love seeing the Mets fail, and I love seeing their fan base upset.
So one thing that, and then we'll get back to the phones on the Eagles here. The one thing that was interesting about this weekend, the way it all played out, is the Phillies cannot see the Braves in the division or in the division series this weekend. It's like the way the seeding and the tiebreakers played out, the Braves are either going to miss altogether or they're going to be the five seed. So there's no chance of a Phillies-Braves division series. It's Brewers, Diamondbacks, or Mets starting Saturday against the Phillies here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. All right, speaking, you know, Kyle just brought up, like, you know, rooting against the Mets, like rooting against the Cowboys. Speaking of, Cowboy Jim is here on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I love how your callers call up and go, "What's up?" or "How's it going? How's it going? The sky is falling." And Hugh Douglas, listen, Eagle fans don't, they don't need plant-based Hugh Douglas right now. They need extra salty butters Hugh right now. They need cursing Hugh right now. Not this junk. Come on,
but
man.
But I'm not. But Jim, I'm not mad. I kind of hate to be that guy, but I kind of saw this coming, Jim.
I told you so. Douglas is here today.
No, I'm not, Jim. I tried to tell him last week. Did nobody want to listen? I told him 2-2 wasn't bad.
Look, I was relaxing down in Tampa by the pool, listening to you talk about the Cowboys, disjointed, leaking oil. Apparently, you're just talking about the Eagles. So, you know, all that stuff about the Cowboys, it's your team.
Well, you know, the Cowboys are leaking oil.
Well,
the Cowboys have a lot of issues with Parsons out and Lawrence. The issue is the joke might be on both of us, Jim, as the Commanders, with their rookie quarterback, might be the best team in this division. So
I'm not worried about him.
He's
a young quarterback. They'll figure him out just like everyone figured out Jalen. They'll figure him out, too.
But hold on. But Jalen got to a Super Bowl. Like, so young quarterbacks get figured. Hold on.
Super Bowl.
I'm not saying the Commanders are going to the Super Bowl, but we do this. We say they'll figure out the young quarterback eventually. Like, our eyes are not lying to us. The Commanders, they have the best quarterback in the division right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right
but
now.
The way this season going, every week something just changes. You know, like the Panthers win here or this team wins, and you're like, wait, what happened? How did this happen? This is the way the NFL is going.
Well, that's
you never know week to week.
Yeah, that's enough, Jim. All right, so we're done with Jim now. Hugh, I think at some point we're going to rank all the Hughes that we get.
What?
We get plant-based Hugh. We get Doc Douglas. We get I told you so, Hugh, is emerged.
I didn't mean to told you so, but I was trying to.
He's emerged the last month.
No, mm-hmm. I've been trying to soft pedal it to you, but nobody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to tell me, no, you're crazy.
We also have agenda, Hugh.
I have an agenda. No, I don't have an agenda today.
There isn't a lot of Hughes.
No, I don't have an agenda today, but I kind of 2-2 is not bad going into the bye.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
Self-evaluation. You go into the bye and you try to correct the mistakes that you've made, quit doing the bonehead stuff, get away from the game for a little while. And, you know, just think about your role in all of these losses that you have. Mm. If I'm them young cats, if I'm the young Georgia players, I need to figure out right now what I want to be on a consistent basis. That's the problem. Because right now, on consistency is the biggest issue for those guys.
You trust
we know they can play.
Yeah, you trust this coaching staff to evaluate the issues?
Do I?
That hesitation said it all.
Do I? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt in this one.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
It doesn't seem like that's the case. But when you look around the NFC, there's only, what, four teams that are like on the plus side of this thing?
Is this apologist Hugh?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
We have
right
stubborn
now,
Hugh.
No, what I'm looking at the standings.
Frivolous Hugh.
And you have the Minnesota Vikings who has the perfect record.
Yep.
And then you have three other teams that have three wins. We're 2-2, guys. We're 2-2. That's not a bad spot to be in.
It's not bad, but this was – now, let's just go back.
This is not where we were supposed to be.
When we looked at the schedule, I know things change, and look, Cleveland looks worse than we thought. Jacksonville looks a lot worse than we thought. So there's differences. But when the schedule came out, what did we say?
This is not where we thought we would be.
We said 3-1 at the bye. That's what we said.
We did not think we were going to be here.
No.
How did we get here? We're not supposed to be here. That's a song, by the way, back in the day.
Who's it by?
I can't remember the lady singing. I can't remember the name of it.
Not Diana Ross, because she's an actress.
No, it's not.
Right?
She's an actress. Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Come on, man.
But what I'm saying is
delusional,
this.
Hugh.
I'm not being delusional.
That's my favorite, Hugh.
I'm not being delusional. We're in a good spot.
All right, let's go to David in Satterton, because he thinks you are being delusional. What's up, David?
Hey, you guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I've never spoken with you guys at all, so I really do appreciate you talking with you. Hugh, I have all the respect in the world for you guys
but...
that played the game. All right. No, I'm just saying, you and Ike and all the guys that talk football, I respect your opinion. I do not understand what you are seeing in this football team that makes you say we are in a good spot, like we're going to get out of this anytime soon.
Okay, David. Well, if you tell me what it is you're specifically talking about, maybe I can help you understand a little bit better. So tell me, what are you not understanding right now? Maybe I can help you out.
I will give you an analogy. I know you like them.
I do.
You're in playing. You're supposed to be at 33,000 feet. You're skimming rooftops and tree branches, and you're saying, hey, we're in a good spot. Yeah, we're still airborne, but we are not.
No.
This is a great analogy.
Wait a minute, Dave.
What do you see that says we're going to get back up to where we need to be?
You know what? Before Hugh answers the question, Dave, this is a great analogy. Hugh right now is the flight attendant who says,
no.
I promise you, we are not going to crash. I promise. And they're losing altitude by the second.
That is a great analogy, but that's not what I asked you. I asked you about football. Not that was a damn good analogy, though. We're skimming rooftops.
We are.
we're in the air.
We just took out a couple branches.
What is it about this team? Is it the offense that has you a little, you know, feeling that way, or is it the defense, or is it the coaching? I mean, what is it?
It's everything I saw yesterday, Hugh. It's everything that just went in the toilet. Everything that's going wrong. I hear the coach in his press conference is saying, yeah, we got to get back to fundamental tackling, fundamental ball control. You had preseason. You played four games. You did not play your starters in the preseason in order to be able to evaluate them at game speed.
Yes.
All you did was put short pants on them and said, okay, guys, let's go jog through this play. You didn't see them tackle anybody. You did not see them control the ball. You did not see them do a dang thing at game speed until it was game time when the games count. This all counts.
Yeah, and you're right. They have it. But the reason why I feel the way that I feel, Dave, and that the great analogy, by the way, again, is I saw glimpses of this offense and this defense that played better. That's why I feel the way that I feel. And to your point about the preseason, look at it like this, Dave, and this probably is not going to make you feel any better. But we just got out of preseason.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute, Joe, we just got out of preseason.
Preseason games don't count.
No, but these preseason games counted. We just got out of preseason. I feel like they're going to be better when we come off of this bye.
Well, they can't be worse, Dave. And, David, we appreciate the phone call. It was an all-time analogy. This plane is still off. It's still in the air. But we have lost a lot of altitude the last year or so.
Rooftops.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago we were the top plane in the air of all the airlines, and now we are skimming rooftops here and trying to hold on. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up on the Eagles. Who do you blame most for the debacle yesterday down in Tampa?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plus, we have to hit a strange situation that was reported before the game. What was going on there? And we just got an update on the Hassan Reddick situation from an NFL insider. We'll hit you with that next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Any kind of fool could see.
Sing it, Hugh.
There was something and everything about you. This song goes hard.
It does, especially when you're dreaming of a Hassan Reddick reunion.
On me.
Go ahead, sing it.
I was wrong, and I just can't live without you.
Oh, he ain't my coming gosh, back. He ain't coming awful. Back.
Well, though, yeah, so we got a little, I would call it a speed bump to the bring Hassan Reddick back movement we're trying here. At least yeah. I'm trying and Kyle's trying. So according to Ian Rappaport, though I do think there's more to this, probably more, yeah, we got to dig deep into the rule book here, but according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, per NFL rules, teams can't trade a player, then reacquire him via trade until 2 years elapse. So that would seemingly rule out a trade of Reddick back here to Philadelphia. He then, though, posted the full trades on players and players being reacquired. There seems to be like some, you know, exceptions. I have to dive deep into this. All I know is this is just a speed bump. I think Howie Roseman could find a way if he needs to, but certainly I just think it's interesting this was put out there. It's almost like everyone's trying to calm the smoke that he's coming back here to Philadelphia. So let's throw this out there.
Because they know how we can get. We can get a little rabid.
You're saying we got a little loud on Friday? Yeah. I think this is out there because of Hugh's moment on Friday. I think that's why Ian Rappaport put
it. Somebody got loud on Friday.
Wasn't
it
me.
Might not have been us.
It wasn't me. I didn't do anything.
That's why I wear the lab there. That's why I won't get loud today. Coming. Lab to calm you down.
It's not working, dude.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on
why you got to play
it again?
Well, you got to play that again.
That's
man.
The name of my fantasy team next year. Why is this on Reddick been on?
Freaking football team.
Yep, it has. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the weird situation that played out pregame and then obviously into the game yesterday and let you hear what was said from one of the NFL's best insiders yesterday. First, Jeff is up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, fellas.
Jeff.
Hey.
What up?
I want to – Hugh.
Yes.
Help me out, bruh. Are the gears up or the gears down?
The gears
on that plane we fly.
Oh, the one at the low altitude. The wheels are definitely up.
They up. Okay, they're flying flaps down.
Yeah, we're flying at a low altitude. Let David tell it. We're at a low altitude. We haven't reached our altitude yet, but we're still flying. We're still flying.
Hopefully that seatbelt sign is on because it's getting turbulent here.
Oh, okay. We fly VFR, IFR.
See, now you're asking me.
So I think IFR is by the instruments. VFR is visual.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, so you used to be a pilot. So visual. No, we're doing. Okay, we're gonna go visual. I know where he's going with this. I think we're going visual.
Okay.
And I'm not a pilot. Not going to claim that. I do not represent Philadelphia Airport. So it's Jeff from the airport. I ain't trying to crash nobody. All right, fellas, how are we going to put this? I had to think about this. This brother, this quarterback. And my man Kyle, he went off.
Kyle's an idiot.
Oh my God! So this dude, Jalen Hurts, they tell this man every year, you got a new OC. Learn this, but we're not going to give you any preseason. So when you get out there, we want you to dismember every defense that's going to come at you after we give you this 3-4 inch binder that you have to know what everybody's going to be on the field. Well, yeah, we want you to succeed in four games, no preseason. Talk to me.
Well, Jeff, I have a question for you. So, so you say, you know what, it's probably too much. We're saying, hey, Jalen, new coordinator, you know, you got to absorb it all and dominate the first 4 weeks. Jeff, it sounds similar to a rookie quarterback, the second overall pick in the draft with a brand new offense who's 3-1 in Jaden Daniels, lighting up the league with more touchdowns than punts the last 3 weeks. He has an 82% completion. How come he can do it?
Now, let me give you this. I don't know if I should have looked it up. Did the Redskins do preseason? I'm assuming they probably let the young man figure out how fast do my wide receivers run before I get into a game and y'all want me to do a touch pass, a jet sweep pass. Y'all want me to do a wheel route to the a running back we just got 2 months ago. Y'all want me to do all of this with this half a billion dollar salary, but you're not going to give me any runway lead up. So now, you just said it. This is the preseason.
But it's not. But it's not. These games count. They're one game behind Washington in the division right now.
Then let him test this Ferrari out in preseason.
Jeff, I agree with you, but we're almost in October now. I can buy that for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. This
then
was the
fix.
It was the fourth game yesterday,
then
and we're
I have to fix.
But I just want to say, the first series of the game, before it really got out of hand, Jalen rolled right. He's got Saquon going up the sideline wide open.
Yep.
He threw it out of bounds by 9 yards.
Yeah,
I don't care if that running back is Eric Dickerson, Saquon Barkley, or you. He threw it over out of bounds.
He's a butthole. Plant your feet. You're going to get hit. Plant your feet. You got a half a second to do this. Keep the damn ball. And I get you. But this is how we're going to defeat this. The whole offensive playbook this week, coming back after this bye, it better be nothing but 50 to 60% straight blitz playbook packages. I don't want anything. The first thing is downfield. Now, I'll do it Andy Reid. My first one, yeah, let me test this defense. I'm going to send my man long. Remember that, Hugh? Andy Reid will come out.
We had T.O., though. Mm. That was different.
Well, you know, we might have OT then. So we're going to have to work that out. But
we do have A.J. Brown, though.
What's that?
I say we do have A.J. Brown, though, when he gets healthy.
You know what? That ankle versus that hammy, huge. And do not run race Kyle Schwarber, dude. You will blow out both them gluteus maximus. We'll be dragging them on the ground.
Yeah, that would not work out well for you.
I can be Kyle.
And let me say this. Get the backup. To get the backup and the third backup quarterbacks. Gives them some first round team reps, because we might need them. I'm not saying we will, but don't let them come Saturday talking about, Jalen can't go, and next thing you know, I sent a backup and a third backup didn't have any first team reps, so we expect another schedule loss. Secondly, let me end with Slay. Slay is narcissistic, okay? I like the brother. I like the game. But if you was Andy Reid, he'd have canceled that podcast crap. So stop being narcissistic. Your goodwill, your greatness will speak for you. But don't get on there and try to tell us that you're great when the whole team is failing.
That's well said, and I agree with that. Now, one thing, though, Andy's not canceling podcasts. I mean, Travis Kelce is playing while having a $100 million podcast. He's doing with his brother. I mean,
needs to be a successful podcast.
That's true. And the Kelce's is a very successful podcast. I'm not sure what kind of listener Slay gets, but whatever he does, good for him. I just want him to play better on the football field. Like, I don't care that Slay has a podcast. I don't care that, I mean, you've spoken on this. These players are positioning themselves for their next career. I get that. Like, Draymond Green does this. They all do this now. I don't care. But don't go on after the game, Darius, and tell me how well you played when your team lost by 17.
He didn't tell you how well
points.
He played. He just said this is what he said, Joe. He said, if you're gonna talk bad about him, you got to throw the good in there too.
No, I don't. I mean, he can say whatever he wants. Does anyone listening care about his Pro Bowl in 2019 with the Lions?
I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
That's what he said. He said, if you're gonna talk bad about him, make sure you incorporate the good as well. That's all he said.
No.
I mean, how's no sound? It's not relevant to the discussion anymore. I get it. He's had a nice career. No one has ever called WIP and say Slay's had a bad career. We all know it.
He's working on his Hall of Fame resume. Because I think that's where he thinks he's going.
Well, yeah. Well, he can buy a ticket one day.
It's a good possibility.
Not going to the Hall of Fame.
He might. I don't know what the criteria is for the Hall of Fame right now, but
below it.
But he feels like he has a Hall of Fame career. That's what that tweet was.
Wonderful. There's no chance he's going to the Hall of Fame. What Hall of Fame? He's made one All Pro team.
I'm going
off of his stats.
That's what he's thinking.
Get out of here, Hall of Fame.
That's what he's thinking.
He can think whatever he wants. I mean,
what he's thinking.
He's not going there. Roberto is in Philly. What's up, Roberto? Roberto?
Hey, what's up, Roberto?
What's up, pal?
What's up? So, about the Slay thing, I'll start with that first. Like,
people think that he's, you know, he's taking a shot at the team and not being a leader. But and I understand that. I don't think he should get on there and tweet about what he's done when the team is losing. But I think what it is that he has all these people attacking him personally when he's really just kind of a byproduct of the game plan. Like, Fangio's got him playing 9 yards off. He's got all these guys playing almost a first down off. They're going to hit you with out routes and quick routes and dink and duck you down the field and guys get on there and attack him. But I do agree that he shouldn't be tweeting that stuff out. But it's just people attacking him. And he just feels the need to defend himself.
Roberto, I get that. And I think it's childish when people, like fans, will attack players. Like, it's one thing to if they want to tweet something like Darius Slay wasn't good today or whatever, but like when they tag him or whatever, I would never do that. I mean, that's that's silly. And if he's getting those tweets, I get it. But just ignore it, right? Or just don't look. I mean, and I know it's probably easier said than done. I'm not a pro athlete, so I don't have to deal with that. But for him, just ignore it and go play your game. If you play well, people are going to love you. That's the way it always works.
I agree. But as far as the team and the performance, I got three main points. Sirianni is criminally underprepared week after week. I mean, he just has to go at this point. And especially with the opponent that we had yesterday, it's not like it's a new coaching staff, somebody you didn't see. Everybody and their mom knows what Todd Bowles is going to do. He's going to show blitz. He's going to blitz a lot. He's going to show blitz and drop back. I mean, Sirianni, you got the game tape on him. You just played him in the playoffs last year. They're the reason that you were out. So, you know, he comes in unprepared week to week. But the fact that you went into that matchup after what you've seen from that team and they know what they want to do with you, it's just crazy to me that there were no adjustments made. Vic Fangio, that soft coverage, man, that soft zone, it's not going to work, man. I mean, I'm on my couch watching. I don't have a resume that supersedes these coaches. But if it's me and I see your corners playing 6, 7, 8, 9 yards off, I'm hitting you with short passes the entire game until you play up. I mean, Fangio, you're looking for a 4-man rush and you want your corners to cover for 5, 6 seconds. If you're not getting a 4-man rush, you got to get guys down the field. I'm watching Nolan Smith play, cover Chris Godwin in the slot. And then I'm watching C.J. Gardner-Johnson take on Mike Evans one-on-one. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not a man cover corner, bro. He's a safety. Fangio, he can't be on Mike Evans down in the red area. Mike Evans is one of the great red zone threats that the NFL has ever seen, and you got a safety man coverage on him. That's going to be a touchdown every single time. And there's no reason I see Nolan Smith in the slot against Chris Godwin. That is a catch every single time.
Yeah, Roberto, so, I'm glad you brought that one up. We had that in our group chat yesterday. The photo, like the image of him trying to cover in the slot. I'm like, what are we doing here? This is an edge rusher.
So it's just that I get that the player, and listen, Fangio's defense will work a little better because they want to keep everything in front of them and go up and tackle. When you can't even tackle, you got to have a new philosophy because everything is in front of you, but then they're getting behind you because they're breaking tackles. Like, N'Kobe Dean is not a cover guy. I would like to see him maybe just go and rush the passer, get him moving, get him doing something that's a little better for him. But the coaches are not creating the best environment. And my last point is Jalen. I like Jalen, man, but the turnovers have to stop, and he can improve that. You know, the guy rushes past you, he misses you. Jalen, you got to know that he's not gone. You got to move up in the pocket and get out of there. It's a tough matchup for him because Todd Bowles really hasn't figured out, and, you know, some of those lanes were clogged up, so Jalen can't really step up. But I would really like to see him clean up the turnovers and make some better down-the-field reads. But you put him in a tough situation when you don't run on first down, man. League leader in rushing, and you're passing every single first down in the first half. It's just baffling.
Yeah, it's not good. Roberto, we appreciate the phone call. The coaching was poor yesterday, all around. It wasn't helped out, of course, by not having Lane Johnson in there at right tackle. Fred Johnson had a tough day. I think he had a lot of 9 pressures
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, it was a long day for everybody, man.
Fred is not Lane. We got that realization yesterday. But it was kind of interesting. Before the game, we found out that Lane thought he was going to play. So we have Jay Glazer, and then we'll hear from Sirianni after the game on what was going on there. Here's Jay Glazer before the game on Lane Johnson and what he thought and what Lane thought was going to happen.
Hey, Howie was talking about Lane Johnson. How about this? Last night, Lane Johnson called me up and said, hey, I'm clear. I'm good to go. This morning, two other doctors jumped in. They said, no, let's hold off on this. And they're kind of trying to protect him from himself. So I really wanted to be out there with my guys. But obviously, when you're dealing with a concussion, it's different.
Hugh, what do you make of that? That's interesting. Now, we were doing the pregame show here. I didn't hear that live. That was on Fox, you know, but right before the game kicked off yesterday. Jay Glazer and Lane Johnson are pretty close, right? They know each other pretty well. And
yeah.
He said Lane told him that he was cleared Saturday night, and then two other doctors stepped in and said, nah, we're not going to play today. That's odd.
It sounds to me, and I'm not in the Eagles locker room or anything like that, but they really wanted Lane to play, but given the circumstances under whatever protocol they used, probably wasn't a good thing. Not saying that the doctors were negligent. Not saying that. I don't know. Don't know what the protocol is. Don't know any of that. But just to play it safe, I think some other guys came in. They asked for a second opinion, and some other guys came in and just overruled it. Because between him and I'm only going by what I've seen or heard in this case.
Right.
I heard Lane was on the sideline throwing up when he had his concussion.
In New Orleans.
I heard that. I saw what happened to Tua Tagovailoa when that happened with him, and he's still in concussion protocol. So I would think that given what Lane was doing and what I saw from Tua Tagovailoa, that throwing up sounds like that's a lot worse to me, in my opinion. In my humble layman term opinion of being a former football player and seeing two guys that have had concussions, that seems like that's a lot worse to me. So probably want to hold him out a little bit longer.
And I'm okay with that. And it's just interesting because usually they just go off of the clearance, right? If you get through the protocol, you can play. It seemed like they wanted to go an extra step towards just playing it safe there. And I'm okay with it. It's just I never heard that one before. Let's go to Jerry in Douglasville. What's up, Jerry?
And to be fair, real quick, they're still learning about these concussion things, too. They're still trying to get all the data and everything. So, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, and look, he's an offensive lineman. He plays a position where his head is being, you know, he's in a lot of physical contact all the time, right? It's not like a wide receiver where it's once in a while. And he's older in his career. I have no problem with him holding it out. It's just the idea that he said he was cleared, but then they said, nah, let's just hold off. Jerry in Douglasville. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jerry.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. Thanks for taking Jerry Bear's call here. It's been a while.
It has been. What are you feeling today?
I have a list, man. Just a couple things I think that could have went differently and, you know, with the team. But first of all, Jalen Hurts is he's a good quarterback. I mean, the guy had a bad day. He needs to get rid of the ball. There's no doubt. But when you don't have your number one, your number two, and your number three – receiver in there, and you don't have Lane Johnson. I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, give the guy a break. I mean, you know, he's playing with nobody, really. I mean, how do we expect that this team was actually going to win? There's just no way. I mean, you're hoping, but I think that's just, those things right there, you know. And then the other thing was, I think, you know, they have to give Jalen an outlet person every single play. They never do it. I don't know why. You could have, you know, Gainwell or, you know, you get Saquon. And every time he gets in trouble, you know, you get him 3 yards, 4 yards. Instead of throwing the ball down the field, have an outlet guy. So he gets in trouble, you know, he's not under attack. I just think, you know, that's another key thing. I think, I mean, if you saw the game last night with, you know, it's just, you know, Josh Allen. I mean, the guy is a good quarterback, but he's under attack. I mean, he looked average. I mean, just like Carr, you know, he looked great, great, great. We came in, put pressure on him, and he was average again. So Jalen Hurts is your best option to help. I mean,
he's their only option, Jerry. He's their only option.
Well, no, you could put McGee in, but I'm just saying, if you put Josh Allen here, I mean, is he going to do better than
Yes,
I mean,
Jerry.
Oh, my God. Josh had a rough one last night.
Jerry.
I mean, come on.
Jerry, they would be a far better football team with Josh Allen than Jalen Hurts.
How? But you have no number one, no number two, and everyone.
No, but just in general, Jerry, in general. Like, 3 weeks ago, they had Devontae, and they had AJ, and he threw 4 passes to the other team.
Okay. What I'm saying is, here's the other thing.
But Jerry, come on, Jerry, and I have defended Jalen on the station. But we got to be honest with ourselves. Jalen's not in Josh Allen's class. He's not in his class. He's just not in his class.
We have not yet to see him this year with everybody there.
What are you talking about? In week one, A.J. Brown played, Devontae Smith played, whole offensive line played. He threw the ball to the other team 4 times.
But here's the thing. They had no gosh darn preseason. You should have freaking played the offense. They're doing their preseason right now. Everything's – they have no identity because there is no identity.
Here, wash some of this lavender. You want some of this lavender, Joe?
He's standing off.
You want some lavender,
though? There's no identity because they're getting their identity as they're playing.
It's your birthday.
We're 2-2.
It's your birthday, Joe.
You know, we're 2-2.
Oh.
And, you know, we're – we're gaining our identity. So
What identity are they gaining as they go? What's the identity?
They don't have one.
They're
gaining it one game at a time.
No, they're not. You think they gained an identity yesterday?
Resilience.
They're gaining. No, each game they're gaining.
No, they're not. The head coach is clueless. What identity did they gain yesterday?
Resilience.
Resilience?
Is just a word I feel like
using. Okay. That sounds good.
The coaching has a problem. But I think that the coordinators, I love Kellen Moore and I love Fangio, but they have not put Jalen and this defense, in a good position. Their play calling is mediocre at best. It's so predictable. It's like if you're waiting for these play calls to pull them out in the Super Bowl, no. You put them in now so we can maybe get to the Super Bowl. But you had McNichols on Washington. They bring a guy that no one knows. Where's our McNichols? I'll tell you. You have Shipley. You didn't use him. He's been on my fantasy team, sitting there. I just got rid of him. But why not try Shipley? Try something different.
I did want to see him touch the rock.
All right, Jerry, we appreciate it. I think
let him talk.
That was preposterous.
You let him talk, though.
Well, he had a lot to say.
He did have a lot to say.
They're gaining an identity by the week?
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I say I think it's going to be different in a couple weeks.
Where's our Jeremy McNichols, Joe?
Yeah, that one right there took me out a little bit.
The preseason thing is when I'm going to lose my mind.
The other thing is, he was saying that he didn't have AJ and Devontae and stuff. Does he realize who Josh Allen has had this entire season?
Khalil Shakir.
And Keon Coleman, who can't catch the ball? Josh Allen is nothing besides James Cook.
He had a rough night.
Yeah, but he was the MVP frontrunner before last night.
No, he was. Right. No, I'm just saying he had a rough night last night. That's all I'm saying.
He's not allowed to lose a game. He's better than Jalen Hurts. I don't know why we can't, why do we have to live in la-la land? Jalen Hurts is an average quarterback. He could be above average if he gets better.
It feels like it's trending in that direction.
Yeah, he's just not in the class right now.
It feels like it's trending in that direction. And that's not a bad thing to say, because yesterday was telling. The way that Coach Bowles played against him, the way that Jalen early on in that game couldn't find receivers, that's telling. There were plays designed. I do believe that there were plays designed to help him out. But after that, then they were just throwing stuff against the wall to see if it would stick.
Yeah, they were, and it did not stick. 215-592-9494. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Final segment before the afternoon show live at Chickie's. A lot of reaction to a debacle by the Eagles. We'll discuss it. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.